Track 334.
Seafaring. Continuing along the wall, there are items related to seafaring activities of Paul Cuffey and his family. Native Americans increasingly took to the sea as their traditional territories were being occupied by Europeans. Seafaring became important in the local Native American economy. African Americans took to the sea for freedom, to experience other African-descended communities across the globe, and as a source of reliable income. Paul Cuffey was unique in that he owned and captained many of his own ships, something few men of color accomplished at that time, though a few others, such as Amos Haskins and Absalom Boston, also captained vessels. He, his brother-in-law Michael Wayner, and their sons made many voyages, visible on the map. The compass and pipe belonged to Paul Cuffey. There are two important documents in this case. The first, Michael Wayner's Seaman Protection Paper, was an important document for seafarers, especially men of color. For all seafarers, it was used like we use passports today. But for African American men traveling to ports in the southern United States, it was also proof of their free status. When African American men disembarked in southern ports, they were often taken to jails and not released until the ship was leaving port. The report from the Senate Committee on Commerce and Manufacturers provided authorization from the President for Paul Cuffey to travel to Sierra Leone, a British colony, with cargo and return with cargo. During the War of 1812, Paul Cuffey's ship and cargo were held in Newport, Rhode Island, because trade with Britain was forbidden. Cuffey traveled to Washington and became the first person of color to have a formal meeting with a sitting president. After the meeting, James Madison contacted the individuals holding Cuffey's ship and cargo in Newport and asked that it be released. The next case contains a shipbuilding diorama. This is similar to what you would have seen in Westport at Paul Cuffey's shipyard, which is depicted in the painting above by local artist Raymond Shaw. Below the diorama is Michael Wayner's sea chest, and next to the case is Michael Wayner's chair.